Mind mapping, a tool to help your child understand and accelerate their learning on a topic, a subject. And to mind map is primarily about mind mapping or creating graphic organization about a central idea, a concept, and also can be used for note taking. The reason it's so powerful and effective is it involves a lot of modalities within your child, within anyone. Your child is very visual, and we talked about visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or feelings. Then when you're creating a mind map, and your child is creating a mind map, they're using images. And within those images, there's words and dates or phrases or other drawings. They're seeing them, images or pictures on paper, and they're physically involved. They're consciously thinking about what they're writing and physically drawing. So your body is in motion. All of that put together a strong sense of awareness of what's going on and the concept. In the auditory, the sounds, as a child is putting together these images, there will be self-talk and also sounds of certain topics that they're going to be writing or putting images on, where they can hear the sounds of people or events or whatever they're focusing on. For example, let's say the topic is about the Civil War. So the child places a large circle into the center of the paper. And you can also Google mind mapping to get different ideas on how it's used. And there's also, you can see on this video, different ways of how mind mapping can just branch out to collectively create a central idea where everything interconnects to the core concept. So back to the Civil War. Circle in the center, writing Civil War, and then a line that may be branching out from that to another circle that might say Abraham Lincoln. And then another line and circle that branches out to the date from 1861 to 1865, the year of the Civil War. And another can branch out to the reasons, economic interest or cultural values or federal government, slavery. And from those circles, other things will branch out or can branch out. From Abraham Lincoln, there could be another circle with William Booth, the Opera House, the assassination shooting of Abraham Lincoln, and maybe another that will branch out from that. We'll have the date and some other information. So that's some basic information on how you can create a mind map. And there's a lot of different elements you can write on and create. Depends on what's important to learn. It's important to understand better. It could be Confederacy, the number of deaths, the states involved. So what are the key concepts that need to be understood? It can be placed on paper, it can be a visual cue, reference, all the interconnections and the engagement that makes learning a lot more fun, playful, creative, and easier to understand because the interaction and the visual cues and the self-talk. And that's why it's so powerful and effective.